bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
He takes for a devotion from the 12th chapter of 2 Samuel. The lamb was like a daughter to him. Now there came a traveler to the rich man, and he was unwilling to take one of his own flock or herd to prepare for the guest who would come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who would come to him. When God's prophet told the above story to King David, you can see how the monarch was upset at the nastiness shown by the rich man. Last week I read a story which comes from Woodland, Washington. That story makes me feel pretty much the way David did. The story begins with a lady by the name of Jennifer Thomas. There's a few things you need to know about Jennifer. The first thing you should know is that Jennifer owns a bulldog by the name of Jagger. Jagger is Jennifer's friend. The second item you should know is Jennifer was in an accident which has put her in a wheelchair and forces her to take a lot of medication. These things are important because they will explain what has happened. Not so long ago, Jennifer noticed a man and a woman in her driveway. She noticed them just before she noticed that Jagger was missing. Since then, Jennifer has received notes from the team insisting that if she ever hoped to see her dog alive, she had better start sharing her money and all her medications with them. If she doesn't do as they say, or if she goes to the police, she would get a tape of them as they slowly did away with her canine companion. Jennifer says she is afraid to stay in her own home. I can understand why. There are people in this world who are concerned only for themselves, and there is no level too low for them to stoop. Which is why we need a Savior. Not that knowing and believing in Jesus means that all the bad folk will always be kept away from our doors and out of our lives. It does mean that those who have faith in Jesus are sure that evil will never have the final word. Because Jesus dedicated his life to redeeming us from sin, death, and devil, we know that all who believe on him will share in his ultimate and final victory. In every generation, that is the truth to which Jesus' followers have clung when they were persecuted and martyred. It is the truth which I pray you have as well. After all, we never know when some sick and sinful soul is going to steal our lamb or our bulldog. We pray. Dear Lord, today we pray for all those who are being targeted by the devil and the world. Send an extra measure of the Holy Spirit upon them so they may stand fast and know that evil must ultimately fail when it comes before you. This I pray in my Savior's name. Amen.